Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
Always a reason, and we're here to get to the bottom of it. Can you handle the truth?
Hey.
Alex and Sarah, say hi to Paul.
Hi.
What's up, Paul?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, good morning, y'all. How are you?
Paul, we're doing great, and we're going to do even better once we figure out why you got ghosted. But first, tell us a backstory, if you would.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, you know, I've been using the dating apps. It seems like the only way to meet people these days. And my, you know, my go-to move is, like, I don't want to spend time messaging. I'm not looking for a pen pal. So I like to jump right into, like, let's get out. Let's meet for a drink. Let's get together, right? And I met Kristen, and we got together for drinks, and I thought we had a fun time. She asked a lot of great questions. She seemed really into me and my past and all that stuff, and we had a fun time, and never heard from her. I've tried calling her. She doesn't call back. I sent some text messages. I don't hear back from her, and I'm bummed because she's beautiful, man. I really liked her.
Well, we always find it best just to skip past the speculation phase, mm-hmm. and just jump straight to calling them. So let's give her a ring and see if we can figure it out.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that. Sorry that happened to you, Paul. Let's call Kristen.
That's all right. I'm nervous now.
I know. Hi, Kristen. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. I know this is a lot this early in the morning, but we're calling you to try to get some answers here. We're helping out Paul with a segment we do called Waiting by the Phone. And Paul reached out to us because he said that you guys went out on a great date and he had some really, really nice things to say about you, but also said that you have kind of disappeared. Just want to let you know we're not trying to make you look bad or anything. We're just trying to help him get some answers, mediate a conversation. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to talk to us?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I'll talk to you.
Good. Well, let's just start with, did you have fun on the date?
Not really.
Do you mind sharing why?
Well, because Paul's a big old liar.
In what way?
Okay, so I show up for drinks. Thinking uh-huh. that I'm going to be going out with the guy that I saw on the app.
Uh-huh.
Cute guy, really attractive. I get there. The person I met was, let me put it this way. He said he's 38 years old.
Okay.
He is much more likely 47, 48, quite possibly even 50, maybe even over 50.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Not
wow.
38 years old.
Paul, be honest, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 38. Just turned 38 last year.
Now, why do you think otherwise? Can you tell us why you think he's older? Does he just look older?
Yeah.
Well, he was old. The skin around his neck was old.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a telltale.
He had those old spots. He has those old spots on his arm.
Yeah. No matter what kind of work you have done, there are two ways that you can always tell. This is especially true for women, but both for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
The neck and the hands.
The hands for sure. How have they not perfected
it?
That?
I don't know. They'll get to a point.
I feel like they're just going to have new skin sleeves. You can.
Oh, dude, that'd be what's up.
Just slip into the sleeve real quick. We'll make, like to take a blow dryer. And...
I think what she's asking, do you turn 38 every year, and you've turned 38 every year for the past 10 years?
That's a good question, Sarah.
I like that, Sarah.
A lot of people do that. Did you? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, did you turn 38 last year and the year before that?
I did not. Look, I was born in 1982.
Okay, so that will make you.
This is how old I am. I'm sorry she didn't think I looked.
No,
like
82
my picture,
would
but...
make you. If you turned. Okay, hold
get your
on.
Calculator,
hold
bro.
Hold on.
Get the calculator.
No, that's true.
Wait, hold on.
That works.
Get the calculator. No. It does not. Because if he was born in 1982, that would mean that he is. Yeah, turning 39.
I mean, born October 82.
So wait, why didn't you just look at, look at his ID?
Well, we can't look at it, but why didn't you just ask him to see his ID? Like,
that's a great question.
I asked him. He wouldn't show it to me.
No, he's lying.
Oh, man.
You know what's real creepy? The creepy part is that he's got all of his dates memorized. He told me when he was born. He told me when he graduated high school. He told me when he went to college. He's got all of his dates perfectly lined up, but he's not 38.
In fairness, I mean, if those dates are accurate, then of course he has them memorized.
Right.
Don't you know when you graduated high school or when you graduated college? I don't know if you went to college, Kristen. We didn't get that far, but, like, I know.
Poor dude.
He needs to take a picture of his ID and send it to her if it's real.
Well.
Case closed.
Look, I didn't show her my ID. Look, it's got my address. I'm like, we don't know each other that well. I'm not going to pull out my ID and show her all my stuff. It seemed a little weird to me.
Would that even make a difference at this point to you, Kristen?
His picture on that website is at least 10 years old.
Yep.
I was actually flagging him on the site.
Oh, dang, that's cold.
Because he is 100% lying. He is lying.
Wow. Oh.
I just feel at this point that there's nothing you could do or say that would convince her otherwise. Like, even if he did take a photo, she would be like, well, look, he doctored his photo.
Exactly.
Yeah. But now I just want to know if he's telling the truth. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I mean,
Krista
is convinced otherwise. So you're steadfast that there's not going to be another day, Kristen, yeah?
He's close to 50.
Oh,
okay.
I am not. I'm 38 years old. I'm sorry if I don't look like every other 38-year-old out there.
In fairness, you do sound a little older than 38.
Bro, that's so rude. Would you ever tell that to a woman?
Ageism.
No, absolutely. Never. I'm sorry it worked out like this, Paul.
And if you're not 38 and you're lying, just say your age next time.
Mm-hmm.
It's always best to be honest.
It's true.
All right. Don't flag me, though.
Look at him.
He's got to go back.
I know. He needs to find another.